Greg's Afternoon Record Club.
We've been joined by a very special guest in the studio now, who's going to tell us about the Papworth Trust and Cornerstone Cafe, and that's Ed. Hello, Ed.
Hi.
Yes, we can hear you. That's great. And so you've come down to talk to us about what the Papworth Trust are doing with Cornerstone Cafe.
Yes.
But let's start off with Papworth Trust, for those who don't know it. Okay. What's the Papworth Trust about?
Well, it's about helping disabled people to have equality and choice and independence in their lives.
Right.
And to help them with life experience, job experience, build up their confidence, and also to have them involved in the community as well.
Right.
And that's why the cafe actually has some of the students helping in it. And we hope to have people locally who will volunteer and their services to help them in the cafe as well.
So the cafe, is that a physical cafe? Whereabouts is cafe?
It's in St. Philip's Church in Mill Road. Romsey.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Cornerstone Cafe itself is organised through Papworth, through
right.
the Papworth Trust.
I'm with you, yeah, yeah. So that's the other side of the bridge as you're coming out of Cambridge.
Yes.
And it's past the co-op and it's on the left-hand side.
On the left-hand side, yes. Yeah. And I could tell you a little bit more about Papworth Trust.
Oh, yes, go on then.
You can find out more, of course, on the net. It's www.papworth.papworthtrust.org.uk.
Right.
And you can get lots of information.
Yeah.
From that. The head office is in Papworth Everard,
right.
near Cambridge.
Yeah, yeah. Up the A1198.
Oh, extra info.
Yeah.
And they work mainly in the east of England,
yeah.
But some services in the East Midlands and Greater London.
As well.
And there's a list of services here in Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire, Essex, Hertfordshire, Leicestershire, London, Norfolk, Northamptonshire, Suffolk. So they're quite widespread.
Yeah.
And as they state here, what we do, provide a range of services for disabled and disadvantaged people in the home solutions, housing, leisure,
right.
centres, youth clubs, work, employment, rehabilitation, and so on.
Excellent.
And there is such a centre actually in Cambridge.
All right, whereabouts is that, you know?
Yes, it's in Hawthorne Way.
Okay.
In Cambridge. And that's a leisure centre mainly.
Ah, right.
And they have a whole range of activities, a long, long list, aromatherapy, arts and crafts, bowling, cinema, computer skills. I'm just reading them off here.
And that's somewhere where people with learning disabilities or disabled people can go and enjoy these facilities?
Exactly, that's right.
How would they go about getting into those facilities?
Well, they can obviously contact the centre direct.
Right. Just go along to Hawthorne Road.
Yes, and they'll find the information on that website, right. www.papworth.papworthtrust.org.uk.
Right.
They could, I don't have a phone number for them here, but you could obviously...
Look them up in the book.
Look them up in the book.
It probably says on the website.
And go along. And there is charge, but it's obviously subsidised through the charity, through the trust. And costs are $17.50 for half a day.
Ooh,
that's
right.
Using all the facilities and the training and so on.
Excellent.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And no doubt some people might be able to have benefits to help them
as well
with those costs.
So tell us a little bit more about the Cornerstone Cafe now and really what you're here for.
Okay. Yes, well, I'm a volunteer driver for the cafe Meals to You, as
Meals
it's called.
Meals to You,
yes.
Right. Okay.
And these are meals delivered every weekday lunchtime.
Okay.
And it's mainly to sick elderly or people with disabilities, disabled.
Right.
We can deliver direct to your door or even to your table.
Right.
And any definite, a certain requirements you have for diet, vegetarian, diabetic, special diets, all available.
Right.
Very flexible, so that some people who might be just ill for one reason or another occasionally, once they're on our list, they can phone Brett Bevan, who is the chef manager.
Yeah.
At the cafe, and it can be arranged for a meal to be delivered the next day or whatever.
So how do people get onto the list, and how do they qualify to get on the list?
Well, firstly, contact Brett Bevan,
Brett
the
Bevan
chef manager.
At the Cornerstone Cafe.
At the Cornerstone Cafe, and his number is...
We're just looking for it.
He's got a great 213656.
So 213 six five six.
And he would start the arrangements, and they're all fairly straightforward.
Yeah.
Obviously, not everyone can go on. You'd have to be legitimately sick or ill,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But. We can do it short-term or long-term,
right,
so that if you have any ill or sick people or elderly people in your family, or a wider range, obviously neighbours or whatever that you know of, then you can arrange for them, or you can phone yourself on their behalf if they agree.
Yeah.
For instance, supposing someone is, the young members of the family are obviously helping older members of the family on a daily basis with their meals or care, whatever, and they might need a break from it, maybe a few days or a week or a holiday sometime.
So like respite,
we can step in and help
take
with
over
that sort
a
of thing
while.
As well.
Okay.
And it can be a long term as well.
Yeah.
And we provide the hot meals every day.
Right.
It's that's every weekday.
So that's the lunchtime meal.
Lunchtime meal.
Okay.
And the hot meal, the main course is 220, and the pudding 140.
Right. Okay.
So it seems
not a lot of money, is it? Really?
Not a lot
for that. For being served to you or coming to your house. That's
indeed.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Right. Well, you can tell me a little bit about that in a minute. Okay. We'll have a piece of music first. And we'll carry on with the conversation. This is my choice now, and it's really, I should be playing this on 78, but I haven't got any 78s here today. But this is one of the all-time love songs, I think, in the world. And this is Nat King Cole, When I Fall in Love.
Restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that. You feel that way too. Is when I fall in love with you. The moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you.
Cambridge 105.
Community radio in your city.
Yes, and you're here on Greg's Afternoon Record Club, and I've got two guests in the studio. One with his selection of vinyl, which is Griff Jameson, who's tucking into a donut, so I won't make him say anything at the moment, because I always supply a few donuts for my guests, just to embarrass them and make sure that they can't say anything when I'm speaking. And in the studio, talking to us about the Cornerstone Cafe and the wonderful service that they're providing is Ed. So welcome back, Ed.
Welcome, thank you very much.
Yep, and you were telling us about, let's just shout out that number again, where people can contact Cornerstone Cafe if they are in need of support with meals at lunchtimes.
Yes.
What's the number?
It's Cambridge.
Yep.
That's 01223. And it's 213-656.
Yes. So make a note of it. If you know people who are in difficulties and need some support, you
can
contact Brett Bevan.
Brett Bevan, B-E-V-A-N. He's the chef manager.
Okay.
Probably the most convenient time of the day would be after about 2 p.m.
Yes.
Because
when
he's busy with...
doing the meals right now.
Breakfast, brunches and lunches before.
So, so sort of the same time that the show goes out, between 2 and 4, that
sort
of time.
You can contact him by email as well, if you like.
Lovely.
That's Brett, B-R-E-T-T.
Yep, B-R-E-T-T.
Dot Bevan, B-E-V-A-N.
Yep.
At papworth.org.uk.
So that's Brett.Evan, Brevan.
Bevan.
Brett.Bevan at papworth.org.uk.
Yes, so that's another way you could contact him.
Well, tell me a little bit about what you actually do, because you're a driver for the Meals for to You service, aren't you? So what do you actually do? Do you pick them up from the Cornerstone Cafe?
I go along to the Cornerstone Cafe about 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And collect the meals for the day with the list.
Right.
And then put them safely in the boot of my car.
Right.
And drive off. I've got a fairly good knowledge of the area, so I know the routes to take to get to various places. Although it's quite easy to copy maps of the immediate area off Google.
Right.
If you want.
Yeah.
And the aim is to get to the customers between about 12:15 and 1 p.m. Lunchtime every day.
Right.
And they are waiting for you when you get there. Sometimes you have to hang on when you for the door to open for a variety of reasons.
Right.
And they actually welcome you in, because in some cases they don't have much contact with people
other
outside.
People. So it's like a friend coming
indeed,
to see them.
Indeed, yeah, that's right.
And how many would you do typically in a day?
Well, at the moment, not all that many, because on a Tuesday it's just 2 or 3 deliveries.
Right.
Monday, roughly the same.
Okay.
And Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, other drivers help out.
Okay.
So I'm just doing the Monday and the Tuesday at the moment.
But if the service takes off, you probably will need some more volunteer drivers.
We will indeed, yes. Yeah. And we'd welcome them.
Yes.
And again, to contact Brett.
On that number.
On that number. Right. And he'll set the ball rolling, so to speak. And there would be an application form.
Right.
To fill in.
And if people in the local area here in Cambridge want to go along to the Cornerstone Cafe down Mill Road, they can. Go and ask about it, you know, and find out more details.
That's right. And it has wheelchair and buggy and pram access.
It's a marvellous new facility.
It really is nice.
A nice place to go.
And a wide range of meals, huge range of meals. They vary every day. And Brett is a very experienced chef. He was a college chef for something like 22 years in Cambridge. And the prices are not hard on the pocket either.
Indeed, indeed. So. Fantastic. Well, thanks very much for coming in and telling us all about it, Ed. Is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah, just one thing about the meals, where they come from through the system. They are frozen meals,
okay,
which are heated in situ.
Right.
And the organisation that actually distributes the meals is a UK-wide organisation.
Right.
And it's based through, well, Wiltshire Farm Foods.
Oh, I know Wiltshire Farm Foods. My neighbour has those, you know, and he loves them.
They're really
good. He swears
by
them. He's 95. And, you know, he's got them all stacked up in his freezer. And he pulls one out. He finds it the easiest things to do, you know. He just swears by them.
And the people who are actually distributing the meals are called Appetito.
Appetito.
And that's the frozen meals delivery service.
Right.
And their franchise network is through Wiltshire Farm.
Fantastic.
Wiltshire Farm Foods. And I just saw on the website today, this is the Wiltshire Farm Foods website.
Right.
Which is www.wiltshirefarmfoods.com.
Right.
Latest news, in light of the recent news, we wanted to let you know that we ordered all our suppliers carefully, but have sent a selection of our beef meals for DNA testing.
All right.
And are pleased to confirm that no issues have been found.
Excellent.
So you can continue to enjoy
Although, you
our
know
meals.
What?
So that's an important
I used to live
point.
In Europe, and we used to eat horse all the time. It's lovely.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's just bad that it's not labelled as horse, isn't it?
Yeah,
really?
That's right.
But we're a bit squeamish in the UK about those sort of things. Well, Ed, it's been a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks very much for coming in and telling us about it. I think it's a marvellous thing that the Cornerstone Cafe and yourself are doing. And we wish you all the very best of luck with it.
Thank you for inviting me on.
Been a pleasure. Thanks very much.